is my job is to share my journey towards mastery. There is no, I'm not at mastery level. There's none of that stuff. I'm just talking, I'm sharing with you my journey and my perceptions of life. You do not have to agree. Totally cool with that.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Next guest is a few people said, "Where do you know Ed from?" Well, I've bumped into him in a few places, but I realized that Kyle had been stalking him for a while, but also met Ed in at a military training camp that we can't say too much about, but there were pistols, convoy driving, desert skirmishes involved. And this guy was rather entertaining, so we struck up a good friendship. And Ed is an unusual man. I think we'll just leave it at that. But I would like you to give a really warm welcome, first time ever to Australia, to Ed O'Keefe. Come on up, mate. Let's do this.
Appreciate it. All right, how you doing? All right, I'm waiting. I have a few people. I'm still waiting for people from the outside to come in. They are so excited for this that they decided to stay out there for a little bit longer. I know, right? I got to tell you, James, are you in the room?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I just, you know, I flew over here. I have five kids. I'll tell you, interesting my family, but this being up here is on the stage the third day after being here for 3 days. Kind of reminds me a little bit, I'm having a little deja vu, of the first time I had sex. I was a little nervous, very excited, wanted to get it right, all alone. No, it wasn't true. That'd be true if I said today was like having the first time having sex today, but that's a lie as well. So anyhow, we're gonna have fun. This is gonna be, you know what? Here's how I look at this. I don't know what James said about me. I don't speak that much to like groups like this. So this is what I got for you for the next 80 minutes together. I decided to develop a talk that is if my kids, who you're gonna meet in a second on virtually, if they were going into business or life, and I had to design in 78 minutes a talk that literally would fucking change their life like no other, that was the principle they had to live by, and I only had that time frame. And I had to give them the best core level stuff that I am not philosophically telling you, I'm not theorizing, I'm not making any of this stuff up. This is what I know to be true that has worked, that has generated many, 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 many millions of dollars. Would you like to know that?
Yeah.
All right, because there's a couple things that we just got to get out of the way. First, my job is not to be funny, but I am. I mean, this shit's going to be so funny, and it's not even planned, okay? Secondly, it's gonna be some serious fun because it's the lessons are so serious, but if you're too serious, you're missing the whole point. Two, is my job is to share my journey towards mastery. There is no, I'm not at mastery level, there's none of that stuff. I'm just talking, I'm sharing with you my journey and my perceptions of life. You do not have to agree. Totally cool with that. My job is just to give you what I think I know. And everything I think I know, the opposite is also true. So don't argue with me, because I'm not arguing with you. Number three, your job is to close your shit. That means your iPads, your phones, your computers, and sit back and relax. How many agree you've already had enough content? You don't need more content to go make money. You've had the best stuff ever. So chill out, sit back, take a deep breath. Only take notes when you're like, oh my God, that is like a thing that will blow me away. If it does not have that effect on you, don't take a note on it. You're not gonna read them anyway, okay? So let's get started. Who am I? This is like my parents' lake house. This is like the family I grew up in. I'm 12th of 13 kids. And this was this is like 1/8 of my family. My son Michael and Grace are in the front row. There's Grace in the blue. She's an awesomeness. There's Michael. My wife's in the back. This is before we had our last baby. There's Keegan. There's my mom, June O'Keefe, living saint, walks through this earth, unreal. I started coaching volleyball, and this will come back full circle because the stuff that I'm talking about, I'm just so passionate about because it's not about internet marketing. It's not about selling. It's not about money. It's not about, oh, yeah, hell yeah, it's all, we're gonna apply it to all those things. This is about just being better, straight out, flat out, trying to be better. I honest to God believe that happiness is having a vision and a belief that your future is going to be better than your past. Would you agree with that? So it's the process. It's not even like, people are like, well, how much money? I don't even care about what you do. I want to know about who you are and what you're like studying and what you're trying to accomplish and what are you doing for the people around you. Like, you want to know about me? I am trying to live at the highest level I possibly can as a person. I swear too much, got it. But besides that, I'm just so that I can raise confident kids who believe in themselves. If I do that stuff, that's all I care about. All the stuff, like the week after Steve Jobs died, they're having all these things. I told my wife, I'm like, I don't want people doing that crap for me because spiritually, no one cares. Secondly is, I'll be gone. If I have kids that believe in themselves and everybody who I touch just is a little bit better, that's my game plan, all right? I got into coaching, loved coaching volleyball. And then I had kids, had to give up coaching volleyball. So here's Grace Eileen. She's my oldest. She's 7, just turned it. There's my son Michael. He just turned 6. Awesomeness. Oh yeah, there he is. He's like, dude, I'll beat you up. You sissy. I'm like, yeah, I know. This is Reese O'Keefe. Yeah, Batman is kind of a fetish. She'll be 4 in a few days or a few, I don't know, a couple weeks, yeah. This is Keegan. Reese will be 5 in 2 weeks. Keegan will be 4 in like 2.5 months. This is our Julia Kate. Now, I couldn't find the picture of Reese, okay? But when Reese was like Julia Kate's age, and I see Julia is on track to be that baby, and I'll explain in a second. But like, I have 40-something nieces and nephews. When we saw like little fat babies, we'd say, "Oh my God, that's a fat baby." When it's your child, and people like, you know, they come to your stroller, and I don't know why people actually do this, but this is because it's not sanitized. You're not supposed to touch other people's children. But what they do is they have to go inside. Do you ever notice this? They always have to reach in. Oh, let me see the baby. And when Reese was Julia's age, a little bit older than that, people would be like, oh, she's so healthy. That's like another word for, you know, like chubby cheeks. But this is my crew. This is us. This is like the favorite things in my life right here. This is me taking them to school. You can tell they're all matching. Here's my family. This is how we dress for Christmas. That's my hot wife before we had baby number 5, so, you know, we just get stuff done. It's amazing. So what do I do? Everyone was asking me. Last night we were at the drinks, having drinks, and people were like, hey, Ed, can I ask you what you do? And it's like I've been here for 3 days, and I haven't spoken except introducing James, which, I'm speaking tomorrow. I'm so sick and tired of telling people what I do because I don't really care what I do. You know, it's just like, hey, what do you do? Well, I've been doing. I'll tell you what I do. That's me speaking at one of my conferences. We used to have seminars in the dental profession. So I'd have like a groom like this, around the same size, and they're all dentists. And we taught them how to attract patients who pay, stay, and refer. By the way, they love that. Hey, you can attract patients who pay, stay, and refer. Hey, attract customers who stay, pay without good jobs. Some people are making notes on it. That is actually a good, you could rip that off. I did. Dude was doing it in chiropractic, so I just did it in dentistry. That's what you're supposed to do, you know, and then get better. But, you know, like with what people want is, you know, like you want to sell a ton of locals. By the way, Kyle's talk was fantastic. And by the way, isn't everybody just been unreal this week? Yeah, give him a round of applause. Like, get a little excited there. Get a little fire going in that belly, man. But sometimes, like, guys don't even know they need SEO services or websites and stuff like that, but everybody wants more new customers that are higher quality. They love hearing that stuff. Even if you have no clue today on how to deliver that, that is a great, hey, we can deliver higher quality. Are you sick and tired of dealing with, like, price-driven customers or patients or you know, whatever? And they're like, yeah, they'll always say yes. Always say yes. Would you like people more qualified when they come to your office? Absolutely. Okay, cool. Then we can do that. But I've been working in the dental market for 9.5 years. I'll explain that story in a little bit. I still have a few hundred members who pay me anywhere between $197 a month to $1,500 a month. We just launched another program, and this is really good. I didn't plan on teaching this much, but we just launched another program. Is that if you can go into the niche within the market, like, so we're doing with implant dentists, sedation dentists, or whatever, you can charge a hell of a lot more. Okay, so we're charging $4,000 up front and then like $1,697 a month. And I just have someone that just handles, but I switched my paradigm a little bit, but we just do local search, plus I give them ads, you know, that they run in their newspaper, some direct mail stuff, some ads, some follow-up reports. It's nothing more than what they're teaching, but, you know, that's what we're doing. So this month, so this is the Marine Miracle, that piece up there. That's my direct mail piece. It's a 20-page magalog. We mailed 400,000 pieces this month. I will give you the numbers. We convert about 1.3 to 1.4% of them. You can do the math on yourself. The average sale is about $148, $149 per sale. 20% of those people go on continuity at $39.95 a month. You could do the math at how much we did this month, and that was just offline. That's not even talking about online. So am I an internet marketer? Hell no, I'm a fucking entrepreneur. You know? Sorry for the swear there, but like it's like, you know, so many of you guys are like, I'm an internet marketer. Blah, blah, blah. It's like the first time you had sex, you didn't tell everybody you were horny, right? I'm not a virgin. Like, you know, you just go to the bar, pick up someone else, you know, or just, you know, invite someone else to the party next time. You might actually, we'll talk about that in a few moments. So this is my main focus. I spend about 90% of my time on this. We're moving online and we're moving to international. This is awesome stuff, dudes. So, okay, so there's my daughter, Grace. Okay, what do you see when you watch that? Pretty cool stuff. She's up in the air, she's up pretty high, all that stuff. I'll give all the answers, okay? But what you don't see is this. Boom. That good-looking man throwing her in the air, right? That was me. But here's what I want to point out, because this is what the talk's about today. What you see when you study internet marketers, or when you see when you go look at guys that are like, oh, I'm so cool, I make millions a year, and you see that. You don't see this. And so what I want to do is take you behind the scenes a little bit about myself. Now, what you have been seeing is behind the scenes of all the experts that obviously James, who's genius, has assembled. So you're starting to see the functions behind it. And what's great about like this kind of environment, and this is really the only reason I came out here, was a couple things about James. One is, him and I met in like the desert. We were alone. I was nervous. I wanted to get it right. So him and I met, but the thing that was is that James has been not only the most authentic, most transparent, the most direct, he actually tests and measures everything he's doing. So I mean, I'll tell you about the last 3.5 years. I was doing the dental stuff, been known for the dental guy. I wanted to go outside my market and learn how to create a business like the anti-aging supplement company. So I went and studied everybody. When I talk about everybody, I mean like, if I thought it was unique and different, guys were like saying they made $10,000 a day, $20,000 a day, $30,000 a day. I was like, I can do that. I can go do that and I can learn. And you know what I kept finding every time I opened those doors? One disappointment after another. And so meeting James, he gave me access to the Super Affiliate Guy course that Andy had created, which if you don't have it, you gotta get it. I mean, Andy's not only good looking, he's extremely intelligent, and his stuff is based on the stuff he really does. I devoured that course in one weekend. Vowed that day to become an affiliate marketer, and then that kind of changed a little bit, but that knowledge is just so priceless. So let's keep moving. Okay, so what you see, this kid right here is JT. Oh, what'd I do, James? I just paused it. I just stopped it. Oh. This kid's JT Torres. 3.5 years ago, one of my mentors and good friends, Lloyd Irvin, who's a world-class martial artist, called me up and was like, hey, Ed, I got this 19-year-old kid. He's a blue belt. He's going to be a world champion someday. Do you want to sponsor him? I was like, yeah. Started sponsoring him on a monthly basis, just paying a little bit of money, helping him get his food, whatever. Now he's a black belt, world champion brown belt, world champion purple belt. He's done it in less than 3 years. He's lost, I think his last four world scope, you know, when he's been on the world tour, and then he's lost. He's finished in the quarterfinals, whatever. He hasn't gotten through yet. Key languaging point, right? And he's 20. He was 19, he's 21 and a half, okay? Let me introduce you to somebody else. This is the girl in the white shirt. Yeah, I'll just keep turning off. Girl in the white shirt is Caitlin Strimmel. I coached her in one of the first pictures I showed you. The other girl, 24, jumping up in the air, is a girl by the name of Katie Everling. One of the most committed, wonderful, and hardest working athletes I had ever coached. We finished second in the country. That's United States country. Do they even have volleyball in Australia? All right, yeah. We would have won that. Hey, man, I'm always rooting for you guys. Anyhow, so no one even gets that. You know, it's like a pig in a trough or something. It's like a rat up a hole. It's like a dog licking its own. Anyhow, so anyhow, Katie was a kid that went on to Western Michigan, about a Division II level school. Nothing phenomenal because she was too short, right? Well, this is Katie today. That's her. 6 months ago, she was invited by the U.S. National Bobsled Team to come out to the trials just to see if her, because they saw her her start, her push-off. Today, it was so awesome. Today, if you read my Facebook, she was named one of the, I think, 10 kids that, I don't even know, is that 10? I think it's like 6 kids named to the U.S. National Team that's going to be traveling to Europe next month. This kid didn't know anything about bobsledding 6 months ago, right? So now what you see is Alexi, I threw this in for you, bro. Yeah, all the douchebags, yeah. Yeah. Who are these douchebags showing their cars and stuff? I'm like, I got to get these photos in. All right, so. So these are my fun toys. I have a flown private. It's not, Southwest works. Our Virgin's phenomenal. And this is our lake house, whatever. There's a couple toys like that. This is the crap you see. What you don't see is behind the scenes the fact that every successful dude who's doing, dude and dudettes who are doing this right, freaking grind it out, man. They work and they love what they do and they embrace that. And they go balls to the walls, and they just make stuff happen. Like, think about it this way, guys. I'm listening to some of your language patterns this week, and they're awful. Well, I'm thinking about starting something, looking to go and possibly try and do. What the f*** are you thinking? You know? Well, you know, I'm hoping to, like, you know, like, how's your business going? It's going pretty good. How many clients you have? 2? Okay. They're like, well, what are you working on? I'm looking to automate the problem. Fuck that. Go get 30 customers. That's what pays the bills. You'll figure out the automation stuff after you're making more money. I'm trying to leverage myself. We'll get some clients. I'm not joking. Like, seriously. No, I mean, seriously, because, you know, the thing was is that, are y'all familiar with the book Winning Through Intimidation? Or Intimidation? Yeah, it was this dude, Robert Ringer, wrote this book in 1976 called Winning Through Intimidation. Got a lot of bad rap because it sounds like you're trying to intimidate people, when he actually wrote it because he told his story of how when he was some kind of broker or whatever for real estate, how everybody intimidated him. And he said, look, there's an inverse correlation to the amount that you're intimidated to the money you make. So the more you're intimidated, and people are like, well, I'm not intimidating anybody. No, but you get ripped off left and right by vendors who just talk like gibberish around you, and you're like, what the hell are you talking about? So you pay money, or you listen to them because you feel stupid. Listen, I'll tell you a little secret right now about overcoming stupidity, because some of you, it's incurable, right? Yeah. I mean, we're not gonna, can't fix genetics, but you, but you can fix how you handle this, because trust me, I'm not the smartest dude. I mean, like, when we go to our masterminds, I really don't feel I'm that smart. I'll tell you a couple things that I have that most people don't, and I'm going to pass them on to you because they're nothing genetic. The first thing is this. People start talking around about you, or when I go get quotes or I go talk about, this is exactly what I say. Hey, listen, Alex, when it comes to this, I really don't understand anything about, you have to talk to me like basic 101. Here's a rule. If they can't, fuck them. No, I'm serious, because they're trying, they are not a good enough salesperson to say, dude, you want more customers? Yeah, I could build a website, I could show you how to get traffic, you're gonna get more customers. Can I make it that simple? By the way, you should sell that way as well. You know, people are like, well, I learned the selling system of how to do, but I'll show you the coolest way I like sell. One is just walk around like you think like you have the answers and people give you money. Right? That's actually sort of true. The other thing is, if you're going guts out trying to get customers, just law of averages starts falling in your lap. You get lucky, and I hate all like the motivational things of like, the harder I work, the luckier I get. No, the more freaking leads you get in your funnel, the more opportunity you have to get a better conversions, right? So leads plus average selling will do you better, right? So journey discovery thing. So I went on this journey. I've kind of told you about quick and easy. Let me talk about this. Quick and easy. How many of you got the pitch? It's quick and easy. How many believe this? People are like, I'm not raising my hand ever around here. Someone's like beeper, pager, buzzer, all going off. They're like, I ain't answering it. I ain't answering. I'm just teasing you. Quick and easy. So the thing is this. I want you to just step back from the excitement for a second. From a pure spiritual perspective, and I don't care what you believe, I'm on a journey to mastery. I'm on a place where I'm trying to do everything that is beyond where I'm currently at. I am trying to become a better person. I'm trying to learn from better mentors. I'm striving to deliver more value in this world. I hope to be able to give back. I am trying, listen to that language patterns. Man, I really love this shit because it's quick and easy, and I'm gonna get some money, and it's gonna be really cool. And I'll be totally automated. Go to the beach, pick up chicks. Let me do it without making fun of it. Yeah, I'm just trying to do things like quicker and easier. I'm trying to do things more from a hands-off perspective so I don't have to work that hard. I'm trying to do things so that, I could work less and not have to deal with customers. I'm trying to build it so that someday I can sell it. I agree with that comment, but there is a point. Do you all know who Brian Tracy is? Brian Tracy and I were sitting there talking one day, and he said, that e-myth stuff is a bunch of bullshit. It's not totally, but I'm telling the story. But he said it's because every time you take a CEO who was the driver of it and they're the main sales revenue guy and you pop him out, revenue goes down, right? So that doesn't mean you can't build it to sell it, but in this grind phase where you're getting it off the ground and you're trying to push it to another six figure, like some people are like, oh, I'm doing six figures, now I'm gonna leverage it and outsource other people. No, get to seven figures. You haven't even scratched the surface of your own ability yet at a couple six figures. And I'm not trying to make fun of it. I'm just trying to say, look, like Ed Dale's like, we can do better. Yeah, what the hell does that mean? It means that, look, you are not expecting more from yourself than you should be. Period. And your income is in direct correlation to the people or the highest expectation of your peer group. So if you guys want to like sit in circles and say, I got six clients, I got seven clients, and you all feel good, you're not thinking accurately. You got seven at this meeting, get 30 by the next time you're in this room. No fucking excuses, period. And stop, don't buy into this crap. Unsubscribe to anybody that's not in this room. That wasn't a shot at Dale, by the way. I was trying to bring it deeper, you know what I mean? P.S. He's not in this fucking room. I'm kidding. I love it. You guys, chop. So I'll tell you a quick story here. I'll tell you a little bit about myself real quick. I got my degree in nursing. I was the first one to go away to college with my family. I was the first one to, out of the 13 kids, actually go. I went away on volleyball scholarship. And I got my nursing degree, and my parents were so proud. I came home and said, I'm not going into nursing. That went over extraordinarily well. And during that time, I was in, if you look up here, you'll see, like, this is like the journey to mastery on a personal evolution point. And I started learning what I would call Success 101. I found a couple audio programs, Psychology of Winning by Dennis Waitley, Lead the Field by Earl Nightingale. Chicken Soup for the Soul was really hot at that time, so I started reading those stories. And I was a junior, senior in college, and I was like, everything changed. Like, my whole perception shifted. Can you relate to that at all? And I was really fortunate to have that ridiculous awakening when I was 23, had no responsibilities, had credit cards, to like just like totally rack up debt, ruin my credit. But besides that point, but I used it to buy all this like marketing crap. I was going to be a motivational speaker. And I went on this journey, so 23, 24, 2 years into my journey, I was struggling, broke, never depressed, because I just never used that word in my language because I was studying all that stuff. I came across NLP and hypnosis and all this other stuff, and I went on this journey to be the best in the world at helping people. The problem with that was, so during that time, if you look at it, I was in like the warrior athlete phase, specialized knowledge I was getting. I started lurking. So personally, I was learning skill sets that could transform me. But I had no idea how to monetize that. I didn't know this stuff. And then I came across a couple audio programs of a guy who's no longer alive, Corey Rudel. And the lights went off. I heard angels sing. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is the path I'm going on. Internet marketing is it. Created my first program. I took what I knew, put it in a program, and I started coaching. I started selling. The first website I had was called volleyballsecrets.com. Simon probably owns it now, along with all the other ones I should have re-registered. But my first year out, I made like $80,000, which for a guy who wasn't making any money, that was a lot of money. But I wasn't like making a lot of net profit. I wasn't like, it wasn't really easy. And I'm going to tell you a story that I've never really shared openly. Because most guys don't talk about this. I'm not afraid to talk about it, but just most people don't listen. is that when I was in this apartment, I had a ritual. Do y'all know who Joe Polish is? Back then, Joe was like one of the first guys to do like a tape of the month club. And I could afford $29.95 because I had a credit card that had extra cash on it. And every single month, I get these audio tapes from Joe. And my ritual, I'm telling you this, I kid you not, my ritual is I'd wake up in the morning, pop in the audio tape, put a Genius Network tape of the month on, and I would walk to Dunkin' Donuts, which was a few blocks away. Guys, I was the epitome of a guy who had a great degree, who should be making 60 grand a year. Like when I say 80 grand a year, that was gross. I'm talking about like I probably was barely getting by. And I'm listening to these experts, and every single day I said, I'm gonna be this guy, I'm gonna be on stage, I'm gonna make this, I'm gonna figure out a way. And I would talk to myself. I don't know why this worked, but I talked to Oprah. No kidding. Because I don't know, like, you know how they say visualize? I have a hard time visualize without pretending like I'm either like talking to somebody. So I talked to Oprah, and what I would do is I would tell my story, or I'd be on a stage sharing my story. For those of you guys that are new here, you should be imagining being the next success story at the next FWF 4.0 7 6 digit dash 11. That was the part where I was going to help them pitch it. I'm like, sign up now. Special offer ends today, because you guys haven't gotten pitched hard at all, man. Just wait till I'm done today. James doesn't even know what I got to sell. So I did that. I went through that process, and it was constant, and it was never-ending. And when you look back on something that happened 20 years ago, it's so easy to be like, oh, they had an overnight success. Those overnight successes to the person who's grinding through it are minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, trying to get by. If you feel like you're there, it's exactly where you're supposed to be because you're on the journey. When you go back and you look at JT Torres or Katie Everling and people go, wow, they're so successful, he's a world champion. Yeah, but no one saw the 4 hours, 6 hours a day for 4 years that he put in. Now let me get a little perceptual shift on you guys, because this is that some of you have this thing where you feel confident in the things you do already that you know. Fair to say? Well, okay, we really got to work on your self-esteem. Is that fair to say that there's a few things in your life that you're confident, right? And then when it comes to this stuff, because you're looking to take it to the next level, you have the doubts. Everybody does. Everybody. And then there's also this thing of like, well, when I can get up on stage and say the things that the people that were up here said, then I'll be able to do that. Or when I'm, you know, making more money, then I'll... You have to let that go. The champion that, you know, Katie got named the national team today. And you know what everyone's going to say? She's only been doing this for 6 months. Do you want to know what? That kid was working so hard at track and field and volleyball at 14. She was becoming the person who was earning the right to have an opportunity. And when it showed up, that's what happened. And that's where we're all at. You want to go to the next level? You have to become the person who deserves to be at the next level. Does that make sense? So here's like the little chart I made. This is a journey to mastery. So what I've noticed is that most people go through this phase. They start learning Success 101. They go into like this warrior athlete phase. And what that means is not like, you know, fighting. That means you're going through the grind. You with me on that? And then at some point, you start identifying the skill sets you need to develop. Big point, probably one thing worth writing down out of everything I say this whole talk is this. Well, you don't have to write the whole phrase. What you have to do is think, what is the unique gift or skill set that I have that makes me so special that if I focused and improved it, would have the biggest difference in my monetary life, would biggest difference in my happiness, biggest difference in my money. And if you're someone who hates selling, you're like, I got to learn how to sell, you're thinking wrong.
James Shramko here. I hope you enjoyed that audio. That was actually half of the presentation from Superfast Business Live. If you'd like to get access to the entire presentation, I welcome you to log into superfastbusiness.com/members. And you can access the full recordings, plus the full recordings from all of the events that I've run where we've had them recorded. That gives you an abundance of training and materials. Plus, I'm in there to coach you and answer questions relating to all of the topics. If you are not a member, I invite you to join. Go to superfastbusiness.com/membership. And I suggest you take the annual subscription because you make a great saving. I'll see you inside there. Look forward to helping you grow your business. I'm James Shramko, and you're listening to superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.